Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so very much for joining us on this journey. This is a movement, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who do not know what we did last night or don't know of the miracles that were performed last night, I want to bring you into consciousness. Last night, what we did was the night before last night, rather, on Wednesday night, we laid the foundation for miracles to start cropping up all over the place. We actually laid a ritual to the ground, and water hit the ground, and wherever the water hit, therein lies our miracle. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to our followers and those newcomers about how miracles do happen and how they happen more than one time. We have been talking to you about looking at your thought pattern, determining how your thoughts can create reality. I want you to know that you create your reality. You speak your reality in existence. You are not a victim. You can choose to be if you like, but do not be victimized. Those of you who have been victimized, it's your day of change. It's your day to get free. Because I am teaching you a set of principles that you can apply to your life on a daily basis and live and not die. That's right. This flesh may fall to the ground as a grain of sand may fall to the ground and as a blade or seed may fall to the ground. And this dirt on the body will not return, but the spirit will live on. So the principles that I'm teaching you today is that you take no victims and you do not become a victim. I want you to call things that be not as though they were. This is one of the more serious topics that I will ever teach on, teaching you a principle and a concept, and I'm giving you a set of oracles to work with. That's right. You are going to learn divination, and you are going to be able to use your third eye to call out which was unseen. Ladies and gentlemen, hold tight to your seats. Hold very tight to your position in society, but relieve yourself of falsehood and hypocritical thinking. Some of you have been locked into churches that are dead corpses, that have been holding you back, that would not allow you to move forward. I want to release over the universe today peace and tranquility over the universe. I want to release a word of consciousness over the universe so that you can vibrate at a higher frequency. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have only been vibrating at a lower frequency, stand up wherever you are and lift your hands towards your terminal. I want to send you some Reiki healing. This is something that I've never done on air this year. And in the past 4 years that I've been with, I sent energy all over the universe. And right now, there are dead corpses. There are sick bodies that want to be healed. There are broken and contrite spirits that want their mind renewed. There are upset women because their men are gone. There are men who can't find good women that are looking all over the universe. There are wayward men and women who've left home and said, give me my share of my allotment. I want to leave. And they have now decided that they must return home. There are young women who are out there selling their bodies right now who don't want to sell their bodies no more. There are some men who are waking up out of the slumber of a drunkenness who says they don't want to take a drink anymore. And there are those addicted addicts who want to lay down the cocaine and they want to lay down the heroin. They don't want to pick the needle up no more. Reach out your hands to the terminal and begin to feel the frequency of the energy that's coming, energy and frequency that has the capability of renewing you. You can have it today. It is your day. Come and get your miracle. It's here for you. It's here for you. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm expecting the impossible. Oh, believe it and perceive it. God will perform it today. Hey, hey, you can believe and perceive it, and God will perform it today. I'm expecting a miracle every day. God can make a way out of no way. I'm expecting miracles every day. God can make a way out of no way. How many of you are expecting a miracle today? You usually have what you say, ladies and gentlemen. If you were one of those who wanted to give up and lay your life down, if you were one of those job no more, if you were one of those young ladies who didn't want to sell your body anymore, stand up and proclaim your victory, and your signs and wonders will follow. Behind those who believe, signs and wonders will follow. Do you believe? Do you believe? If you believe, I declare signs and wonders will follow after those who believe. Ladies and gentlemen, as I bring you down from that hype right about now, I want you to know that there are miracles in the atmosphere. There are miracles throughout that mutilated book that was given to us. There were promises made to you. You got to go in there and get those promises. You got to stand on the promises that were made to you. I don't care how many times you told yourself you don't have the capability within your strength to change you. But when you go into the subconscious mind and you meditate on that thing which is not good that you want out of your life, once you meditate from the right side of the brain, you can decree that that thing leaves, and then you can embrace brand new ways of thinking. I want to change your thought pattern today. I want to get in there and brainwash you a little bit to clear up stinking thinking. Because what holds us back is our thinking. Guard your heart because out of it come the issues of life. And your thoughts become reality. So many of you are living in the lower part of the basement. I want to elevate you to the upper room. I want you to understand mere thoughts is what changes you and make the difference between a failure and a success. You are only two steps between a failure and success by the way you govern yourself and by the way you think. You cannot ever get a person to change except the way you change your disposition and the way you rally yourself around others. Now, I want to teach you some concepts. You must understand that you have a vision, and it's not with the seen eye. It is not with the naked eye. It is with your third eye. Is your third eye open today? At one time, the ancients used to carve an incision under the eye to create a spiritual opening so those that were blind could still see with their spiritual eye. I want to carve an incision up under your right eye to create a spiritual vision so you can see clairvoyantly and speak things that be not as though they were. As you begin to look at the miracles all around you, you see possibilities. And every issue is a possibility. Where you see doubt, you must profess clarity and success. If you are believing for your property, if you're believing for your home, if you've had your home taken away from you, I want you to stand right now and stand with your eyes closed as if you believe you are living in that mansion right now and it belongs to you. I want you to take yourself to a level of meditation in the subconscious mind and see yourself in that home and see that home paid off clear and free and the deeds within your possession. See yourself at that level. We've got to see ourselves in a better place. Once we begin to clarify the vision that we have, the vision will become reality. Then signs and wonders will follow after them who believe. How do you believe, you say, Omi? How can you believe when things around you are all crumbling and deteriorating? What can you grab hold to give you faith and faith more abundantly? He's already given you a measure of faith. Don't ask him to increase your faith or to give you any more faith. You have the measure of faith that you need. What you do need to do is stand on that measure of faith. And like an oak tree, when I say stand, I want you to remain standing. And though the winds may come and still I say stand, and though they may brush up against you and fall up against you, still I say remain standing. And when you've done all you can do to stand, I say still stand. Remain standing. Be like an oak tree that refuses to move because you're standing on faith. You're not standing on shaky ground, though all around you appears to be falling apart, though all around you appears to be crumbling and everything appears to be collapsing and falling into madness. I want you to understand that you have peace among you. Peace is all around you. Though the winds may come and the rains may come, I want you to know that peace is all around you. Visualize peace. Let's go into the state of peace right now as we call on peace to help us to be still. Close your eyes right now all around you. Meditating on peace. That peace has. The Bible said they will say peace.
Be still and know that you be still and know that I am here. Be still and know that I am you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame, be still and know that I am with you and I will say your name. If terror falls upon death and sleep no longer comes, remember all the words I said. Be still and know. And when you go through the valley and shadow.
morning never comes to be. Be still, be still, be still. If you forget the way to go and lose where you came from, if no one's standing beside you, be still and know I am.
Be still and know that
I am with you.
Be still
right now. And know I am.
Still and know that he is, because he said he is. He gave you a commandment. Commandment he gave you was to know that he is the great I am. And whatever message that he has put in the atmosphere, believe on it. Even though you can't see it, even though you can't grasp it, if he said it was so, then it's so. Those of you who are believing for your homes right now, those of you who are believing that you will have a deed free and clear, I want you to know that God wants to do it for you today. He wants to give you that home. It is his desire to give you the desires of your heart. But you have a precondition, and that precondition is that you just believe. Believe and know that he will provide for you, that he will deliver, that miracles will become visible all around you. Those little things that you will suddenly start happening in your life because you spoke them into existence. The spoken word is powerful, people. It has authority to cut going in and cut coming out like a two-edged sword. Remember your mouthpiece. Bridle your tongue with bits so that you guard what you say and say the things that be not as though they were. I want you to know that those of us who have fig trees, who are faking it and pretending to create miracles, God will dry up your fig tree if you are not in the business of creating miracles. Now, I want you to know that we are but by the grace of God. We are nothing but miracles in the midst of God. And know that I am God. I want to play that for you one more time. I want you to know that this is not a game, and this is not a pretend thing, nor is it counterfeit. But the real thing you must understand, there are sets of oracles, and they are rituals that we must practice in our life. And if you're not already practicing to acknowledge and commune with your ancestors, I want to intrigue you to do so today, because your ancestors want to know you. They want to fight for you. They want to be a part of your life. They even want to be reconnected back to your greater circle in your home. There's melanin that is still vibrating through your ancestors that has not gone back to the source that you can tap into. So what is so great about the melanin that you would want to acquire about melanin? Well, the greatness in the melanin is that will allow you to heal, that will allow you to reconnect. And those that are amongst you that have palsy, that are sick, that melanin is for you. And those of you who are seeking a healing, that melanin is for you. Strange that every day we take time out to call on our ancestors because they are waiting for us to reconnect back to them and bring them to the greater circle. Now let's go over to the throne of grace to reconnect back with our ancestors. With your hands up, I want you to surrender. Surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. I surrender all. You're going to have to surrender. And you're going to have to come out with your hands up, because those who still have it and who will not release it to God will be responsible for working their clarity. But for those who want to surrender that thing and give it over to the Lord today, because He can work it out. I'm telling you today that every family represented here today has a special blessing coming. Oracles are being read today to speak to those who know not of Jesus and know not of the great Creator, the great I Am. He is the great I Am, and He's placed His essence within you, that you might become God, little children, and you might overcome them. Why don't you overcome this world? Why don't you put your foot on the spirit realm and talk about the fact that you are of spirit and that you're operating from spirit. You know that devil that you've been charged to run around after out there? There is no devil. The flesh is desperately wicked, and who could know it? The flesh itself has enmity with the spirit, and it rises up against you. So you are fighting against your very id and ego who are at war. So your very flesh, you say, Omi, is at war with each of us. Yes, it is. You can overcome and be an overcomer today. And you can begin to practice in the realms of the spirit realm and speak to the foes that be not, and speak to your ancestors and ask them to open up the door to make it plain and clear. For every family that is represented here today, Lord, I pray that they will come into consciousness and understanding of how great thou art and come into oneness with their ancestors as they begin to commune with their ancestors, calling on their ancestors by name, greeting their ancestors on a daily basis, and serving and nourishing their ancestors. Every one of you have a great commission, and I want you to know that great commission with your ancestors. I pour libation to the east for those of you who are still yet undecided in the east. I pour libation to the west for those of you who are still in the miry clay and can't seem to find your way back to the greater circle. I pour libation to the south, and I call on those slaves that might yet still be picking cotton and can't get out of the slave man master. I pour libation to the north, and I call all of those young men who are coming forward and stepping out on faith, I call them today, that they might be able to receive a great gift from God. I call them today and ask them to sit and allow God to be the one that will work in their behalf today. I call on those ancestors today, and I say to the ancestors, peace be still. Now, as we begin to understand that our ancestors, they came here for the sum total of us, there's no one else that has any greater vested interest in us than our ancestors. Be it as it may, your ancestors have come here for this very moment and this occasion, that you might be lifted up, and that you might bring some type of status to their family. Do you not know you were yet in the miry mist of your putrefied blood when you were found, and you were given a chance to be picked up out of your miry putrefied blood and given a chance to come here because you said it was something that you could do and something that you were called here and only you can do. Do you remember that conversation? Whatever it was that you were called here to do, I asked the question, are you, if you're not, you need to get in right standing and find out what it is that you were sanctioned to come here and do. Now, as we look for signs and wonders, I want you to start looking for those little signs and wonders in your lover's eye. Look for the signs and wonders in his change, in his growing and developing. Look for signs and wonders even in your children as they grow and mature and advance themselves to a level of consciousness. Signs and wonders will follow them who believe. All you have to do is believe on God's word. Believe that he will not leave you here alone. Some of you are very much alone right now. Some of you are not able to lift up your head from within. I want you to know that God will inspire you to believe on him so that you can walk out of that bedroom and get on your feet and stand still, live, and he's still operating on the throne. Most of you that are sitting right now listening to my voice have wondered and contemplated what will become of this earth and what can possibly happen next. You're in control. You have the ability to speak things into existence. Speak and decree a thing. Those who can decree a thing will know that their decrees will come to pass. Decree that you're from yours and that you will have access to your deed free and clear. Decree that you will have ability to be healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Decree these things today. Call forth things that be not in your life. If you need funds and money, call filthy lucre to you. It is nothing but alchemy. Alchemy is a currency, and you can call currencies to you. It's nothing but, and I want you to understand, the laws of attachment are not the only thing that you should be running around remembering. You must remember that there were a set of laws that the Creator gave us to believe for. And those things that we could believe for, we must speak into existence. Our very words have power, ladies and gentlemen. And as we look at the coming forth of the new world, we are in the new world order. I want you to know that God has given you a powerful, powerful voice, but you must learn to use it. You must call things out of situation. If it looks dreadful, call out light. If it looks like it won't prevail, call out prosperity. God would that you would have good success and that you would prosper. Call out scriptures that have positive meaning. Begin to do a special work in your household. Do your own house first. Find those inadequacies and speak life over your situation. This is a movement, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not moved to increase your faith, at least believe for things that you can't see. Be like a Shunammite woman and believe for things you can't see. Though the signs may not appear just yet, maybe your eyes have not been opened for you to see the signs. But if you can just believe, and I ask the question, do you believe that God can because he said he can? There does not have to be another sleepless night if you believe that God can give you sweet rest. You do not have to stumble around in the dark anymore if you believe that God could give you vision. If you believe that God can heal your crippling feet, and if someone out there is not able to walk right now and is believing on God to give them the strength to stand on their two feet and walk, believe for that and watch for signs and wonders. If someone out there who cannot get over eczema, emphysema, who cannot stop smoking, believe that God will take the taste away from you. And watch the miracle of God stepping in, taking away all taste for tobacco. Believe that God will be a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and he will reward you. Let that be a sign unto you. Don't ask him for millions of dollars. Look for the small things that he can provide for you. And as you become a miracle worker, you start working miracles in your family life. Start speaking things in your family life, touching and agreeing where one or two are gathered together and asking anything in the name of the Father, it shall be done. Be a miracle worker. Be a miracle worker on the job when everything seems gloomy and doubtful all around you. Speak life into the situation and believe for a miracle that a miracle will come. Miracles will come when you least expect them. And don't say because it didn't happen before, it won't happen now. God can change your thought pattern. Ask him to even change the way you think. Tell him to give you a clear mind and a heart that can believe for what they can't see. I want you to know that God is in the miracle working business today. And those of you who want God to be able to change their thought pattern, put your hand on your terminal and begin to start to ask God to even transmit through the terminal so that you can be a believer and that you can stand on faith that is smaller than a mustard seed. And then as we live a righteous life and a pious life, God will begin to let signs and wonders follow us. Then people see how our lives are lit up with light, and they will ask us, show me, tell me what I need to do to get saved. What can I do to live a righteous life so that God can favor me too? And signs and wonders will follow after me who also believe. But you have to first understand, God is not trying to do any tricks out there, and he is not working wonder, magic work. He's not dealing in supernatural power. He's dealing in spirituality. And some of you want to get free today. Some of you want to be free of your drinking habit. Some of you want to be free of that man that's abusive. Some of you want to walk out of that lifestyle and create a new life. You can do it today. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. You can do it today. He placed his essence within you. He, a measure of his essence, each one of us was given that essence of God. So we have the ability to be like God, to rise up and be the God that God has called you to be. And stop thinking yourself to be without. You are fully endowed with everything you need to be a God. All you have to do is remember, you are just like that drop of water to that ocean. You're not the vast ocean, but you're an element of that ocean. So when you begin to realize God resides on the inside of you, you can start communing with the Godhead on the inside of you and consulting with God and speaking things in existence that are not and functioning like the God that actually exists in this universe. Now, God wouldn't come down here and commune with you because he's fully combustible fire. He is ratified fire, but what he did was clothe matter around the ratification of fire and place it within your being so you could tolerate it. So don't think they come down here and do anything for you that you refuse to do for yourself. You got to stand up, and you got to speak as if you were God-like creature and do the things that God has commanded you to do. You've got to understand that these miracles that you want to see, God does not come down out of sky and the heavens to do them. He has commanded you to take dominion over this earth and the fowls and to subdue it. So when you subdue a thing, you take control of it and you begin to speak things into existence. I want you to know that you don't have miracles in your life because you have not fashioned yourself to speak them into existence. So you say, how can you have these miracles if you don't believe you can have them? You will never have them if you can't believe for them. If you can just believe on the fact that God is the one that is making it happen and not yourself, you can't do anything in your own strength if you wanted to. I caution you not to lean on your own understanding. Lean on his understanding and let him, because we're looking for signs and wonders today. We are manifestors. Let us manifest things into existence. You need some money? Manifest it into existence. You need a husband? Manifest it into existence. How many of you are looking for a good husband out there? I mean a real good husband, one that won't lie to you, one that will be conditioned to live righteous, one that will be fair to you, one that will be loving and kind to you and just to you. How many of you? Raise your hand. Put your hand out. I'm calling and believing for that too. I'm believing that God will put that in my life too. And if you are, touch and agree with someone or stretch your hand out on the terminal, and God will be a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you looking for just another man in your life, or do you want your Boaz? How many of you want your Boaz, the real man that God has called in your life? I'm believing for a Boaz today, one that will stand up and be one of God's ambassadors and that can lead my family and be able to represent. I'm looking for a Boaz today. How many of you are looking for a Boaz? Believe that God will bring you a Boaz, and he will. Not just a half man, but the Boaz that is supposed to be in your life. How many of you are not only looking for a job, but you're looking for a career, looking for a way of developing your skills, a way of mastering yourself? You are. Just stretch forth your hand and say, Lord, I need you to perfect me, and to perfect me so well that signs and wonders will follow after me, so that those who don't have faith will renew their faith and believe. He will let you mount up on eagles, those who believe. And those who can't believe, he will give them faith. He will ask you to reach back and to pick those up and lift those up who cannot believe until they gain their strength. You will have to carry them. I want you to understand, faith is a unique thing. And those who can believe for things that they can see, faith is the ability to see things as though they were. Faith is the immeasurable thing that you cannot see, but you must believe for it. And you must walk after faith and walk after righteousness at all times. And then faith will begin, more faith, and then you will begin to see miracles in your life. Some people don't know a miracle when they see a miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm expecting the impossible. I believe and perceive it. God will perform it today. Hey, hey, I believe and perceive it. God will perform it today. I expect a miracle every day. God can make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God can make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God can make a way out of no way. Just believe and perceive it. God will perform it today. Hey, hey, just believe and perceive it. God will perform it today. Yes, he will, ladies and gentlemen. You have to believe. You must believe that God can perform miracles, because, see, God lives within you, and you are the miracle worker. You must begin to start to use your craft to develop your perfection in whatever it is you say you believe, because God resides in you now. And I'm not talking about sitting there naming and claiming. I'm talking about you stirring up the gift that's within you and letting the Godhead come forward, little children. Ye are God's little children, and ye have overcome them. So why don't you let the gift of God come forward in you today? And let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let God come forward in you, and let those who do not believe, let them stand and believe that God is able to perfect that in each and every one of us. We have to realize that God wants to do it for us today. Why don't you let him do it for you today? Why don't you allow him to show you how to make signs and wonders come wherever you follow, wherever you go? Leave a good name for yourself, then signs and wonders will follow you, and then you will be able to get more believers as they begin to realize that you are a sign and wonder. A sign and wonder, an example of God's goodness, an example of what God can do in this universe. I don't want you to blame yourself if you're not there yet. I don't want you to blame others. Quit pointing the finger. You'll get there in the sweet by and by. With a measure of faith is all you need to perfect your thought pattern. And continue to take that same measure of faith and believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And you will be rewarded with faith. And in time, you will be able to lift up those who are lacking faith and give them that measure of faith that was given to you. Now go in all of the universe and begin to allow people to believe on the faith that you was given. Help them to stir up their gifts as they begin to walk after faith, even though it might seem dark in the valley. Even though it might seem that there is no way possible, they will find out of faith they can believe for miracles that will millennium and in this time. I decree that today you're going to be seeing miracles in your life. I decree that those sick children that you have been praying for will become healed. I decree that that husband on drugs or that husband on alcohol will give up the taste for alcohol and develop a love for his wife. I decree that that man who strung out on money and cocaine will give up the desire for cocaine and money, and he'll cleave unto you and you only and not other women. I decree that my man will love me more and love me more just like the church loved God. I decree that my man will show me affection and kindness, and he will draw me with his love and kindness. I decree it. Thank you so very much. Have a great day.